take it like a fan. Thank you, Shorty P.
Yo.
All right, guys, draft day edition. Got the draft coming up.
Not really too hyped.
What?
Nah, it's not one of those drafts that you like. Dude, every year.
I'm a little excited about it.
Nah, I don't. I don't know. It's not the same as it has been. Maybe it's just because, like, I feel like it's going to be hard to find that impact player off rips.
I agree.
That's what you look for a draft. Look for somebody that's going to come on the field, make an impression off rips. Last year it was Joe Tryon. He played, showed some splash. Maybe this year he gets a little bit better. But this year I just don't. At 27, unless you trade up,
All right, off rip.
I want the depth.
More discussion to be had as we go along here. But off rip, what position are we taking first pick?
D tackle.
To me.
I'm sorry, you said what?
D tackle.
If
there's a.
To me, it's a coin flip between D line and secondary, like cornerback or something.
I agree with you on the second part, secondary.
Yeah, that's where I'm. It's a coin flip for me.
That's been the weakest part of our game.
But you know what? You know what's cool?
And we're not weak.
That I've noticed from Jason Light, he doesn't draft team needs.
He gets the best player available.
He gets the best available player. Look what we did with Whitehead.
Roberto Aguayo.
he wasn't the best player
available.
Was it Aguayo or was it Aguilar?
It was Aguayo.
It was Aguayo, but
was
at,
it Aguayo?
The same,
Nelson
at the same
Aguilar
time,
was a baseball player.
Dude, you got to think. That guy was a stud in college. Had the best.
He never missed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you?
You're not in the second round.
If you could get someone who's scoring.
No, yeah. But
potentially.
You thought that guy was a strong pick.
You did.
And
100%.
And look at how your team was already built. You already had pieces there.
Not to get you sidetracked, but just within saying, that's a team need. We needed a kicker at that time. And instead of bringing him to a camp and letting him try, you just automatically draft him. Like, that's okay. Whatever.
All right, so, like I said, we're going to get into all this evening as we got the Lightning on TV. No, we do not have him on TV right now.
Is
it 1-1 right still?
Communication issues.
It is still 1-1. Let me see if I can get a different update here. But, yeah, it was 1-1.
We got
2-1. 2-1. I got an update
into
on my lagging TV.
Our guy Shorty P's had a rough day today. Our guy Bo had a little bit of a rough day today. Dog, you seem okay.
I always have a rough day.
It's just every day.
No, it's because it's dog rough.
It's been rough dealing with
so
cheaters, man.
What the listeners? Oh, here we go.
Just
so what the listeners
cheaters,
don't
bro.
Know
yep.
is last week that we got together and I put us all on tape in agreement of how we are reformatting and rebranding the show going into the new season.
All right.
What we talked about. I got more stuff for you guys as we go along with that because I got our first giveaways in.
I didn't sign anything last week.
Oh, but you said it on verbally, though. That's the commitment,
and it's recorded.
Man.
How do you know?
This is how I'm doing it from now on. Just like I do the picks.
How do you the recording? I got to listen to it. This all sounds crazy, but I haven't even heard this yet.
How do you know it's me, though?
You acknowledged it from the start.
Huh?
I said, doggy with us? Yep. Hey, come on.
How do you,
I covered that.
How do you know who's dog?
Because I know your microphone when I go into it. Man. You've got a number assigned to you, man. Nobody messes with dogs, Mike.
All right, so.
Wow.
We're going to get into some more draft talk. Let's talk everything else first. Let's talk. What you want to do right first? Rays or Lightning? Because we got Rays back up.
I don't know if I want to talk about the Rays right now.
Let's get the Rays over with.
I just looked at the score.
What's the score right now?
6-0 Seattle.
Let's
I just scored 6-1.
Shit.
No, let's just get that over with.
Yeah, 7-0. I'm sorry.
7-0?
Oh, shit.
This guy they started tonight is absolute trash, though. Fleming.
Yeah.
He's our worst pitcher ever.
Is it too much time off? And what do you think, man?
Mazi's pretty bad too, man.
Yeah, he's just.
Give me some Rays info. What's big? What's good about the Rays? What's bad about the Rays? What's
Wander Franco
is what's great about the Rays?
Yeah,
the kid is just making plays left and right defensively, hitting the ball both sides of the plate, home runs, clutch hits, he's batting. Last time I checked, it was like .380. He was batting.
He's dropped a little bit because I think after Friday, he didn't get a hit after Friday. But it's his defensive skills. He's checked on the ball. I think he ran 120 feet. It's like literally from second. And if you don't think 120 feet's a lot,
get a tape measure,
do it. He ran that ball down and literally caught it on the run on his back shoulder. And you don't see that from a shortstop when you're playing that far away. And everybody said it. He brings like a different energy to the team. It's just it's unique.
They've
to play
been
with
playing
him.
Up with the Brett Phillips hometown. I mean, they did this whole.
Did you guys see the story him? On him?
The girl. No, what is that?
So the little girl.
Told you about it.
The girl had cancer.
She's got cancer.
Why couldn't he do that?
And he was interviewing. And I said, "Well, it's
Yeah, I mean,
it's a heartfelt story.
The Rays are right there where they're at. The record is telling them who they are. They're .500 team right now. One game it could be pitching, one game it could be hitting. But I think a lot of that has to do with that there was 2 weeks of spring training. You know, and you throw these guys in here who usually condition for, you know, 8 weeks before the season starts. They'll stretch, get loose, practice for 4 weeks.
Well, if they're professionals, then I'm sure they were doing that either way.
We've had a lot of injuries too, though.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can't use any of the team facilities.
These guys are millionaires. Yeah,
no.
They can build their own damn facilities.
Not all of them are millionaires. Not all of them are millionaires.
Yeah, well, what's the league minimum again? Do we need to go 700?
But look at the,
exactly.
But look
that's
at the rate.
You can buy some gym equipment, bro.
That's not for everybody. That's not for everybody.
It doesn't go far.
There's people in the big leagues that have minor league, that are on minor league contracts, are just called up. Like, there's loopholes behind it.
Go over to your teammates and use his equipment.
What if the guy lives
out in
California?
Who's our star player? Who's our star player? There?
Wander Franco's our star player.
Or a Rosarena. You know
Rosarina,
how much money
Rosarina got paid, right?
No.
Okay. He's only making seven.
On our team that's getting paid?
Wander Franco.
He just signed that contract. Yeah,
you want to know who our big money guy is?
Yeah, who's our big money?
Kevin Kiermaier. $12 million
All right, so Kiermaier's house guaranteed has a gym in it.
I doubt it.
Why is this a disc? What does this have to do with?
Because they're fucking professionals. Get your ass to work. Stop sitting around and talking about
Okay, it's Kevin Durant. Baseball, he's mad the fucking Nets got swept in four.
Why so many injuries, though? Is that a result?
Because they were sitting around on their ass.
That's what I'm
not
wondering.
Doing anything.
Too.
No,
I mean,
there's.
I'm
dude, you can.
It's what they do. It's what they do during the season.
You can
too.
Only
I mean,
do so much in practice by yourself or with a few guys versus having a true team practice then to a real game.
You're not going
100% in practice.
Gets more out of a practice is probably moves more in practice than he does in a game.
I'm just not sure how I feel about that. I mean, if they're getting injured, they're putting a lot of effort into it. And if they're putting a lot of effort into it and we're still losing, there's key pitchers that are injured
right now that when you lose two or three key pitchers, it makes you seem like you don't have a lot.
Yeah,
you lose a lot. Injuries happen. They happen when you throw a baseball 100 miles an hour because your arm's not built to do that. So injuries are going to occur, and they occur to the pitchers the most. That's why everybody carries 11, 12 pitchers on every team.
It's tough. No, it's tough to argue with him when it comes to baseball.
Baseball ain't fucking
shit,
football.
Man.
I don't
he
hear this
shit.
You got football players out there.
Oh, I got turf toe.
17 games now.
I got turf toe.
And guess what, Chip?
What?
Guess what, Chip?
What, dude? How do you get hurt standing around fucking 80% of the game?
And guess
he
what,
just told, oh,
Chip?
Okay. Standing around,
what?
I don't
regardless
know. Regardless yeah,
of the situation.
Honest.
Yeah. Are you a Tampa Bay Rays fan?
Die hard.
Oh, my God. Die hard, man.
So what are you complaining about?
It's baseball overall.
Dude, talk to the GM. Tell him to put steroids back
in.
No,
they were
spice
there
it
was
up.
A thing about baseball
spice
trying to speed up the game, remember?
Yes.
We talked about it.
They are. The games are on average about two and a half hours now.
I think
that's much better. We're getting there.
We're getting there. Let's just hurry up and go through sports. Let's not enjoy it while it lasts. Let's just get through it and go to the next game.
I mean, honestly, dude, if you got a guy, like I said, your right fielder, he's standing around 80% of
the
fucking time, then all of a sudden he's got to move and now he's hurt.
But you boomers always just want to fly through life and just not stop at red lights. You know, you just want to keep on going, right?
Yeah, he did. Said you boomer.
He called you a boomer. What the fuck is that? I don't even know what that is, but
that's
it's
so
fucking
bad.
Great.
You millennial.
That's you so fucking boomer, bad. Man. That's awesome.
All right.
The Rays are doing their thing right now. I mean, we'll see.
It's not even the first month. The first month ain't even over.
On a lighter note, who is juicing on our team and getting away with it?
Oh, nobody.
You're not allowed to. They only test like five. Nobody does that.
I think
you would be able to tell very clearly if people were doing that. Balls were flying off the bat.
No
people were hitting 50,
no
60
PEDs
home runs a year.
On the Rays team.
No, there's no PEDs at all. You'll find one every guy now and then, but it's done. It's an error that's done.
The big crackdown that baseball had last year or whatnot was the pine tar. Pitchers were putting pine tar. And they just cracked
that. That was
something that they're not even getting tested for. And they got to walk up to the umpires after every inning, show them their gloves.
I don't think they're still doing it. This was like at my RC race
last night. People fucking modding their trucks out. They're not supposed to do it. Cheating
right.
and winning.
I knew we were
going to
get into
it. Yeah, we might get there. It's just fucking cheating, man.
Putting a little Vaseline on the tires, maybe we would go a little bit faster. See, you know?
Hey, what did
Shorty P had a rough night last night?
Chip, what did the old coach say? If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Oh, my gosh. What?
That's what it is.
Hey, you're trying to win out here, man.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Do what it takes.
Yep. Don't play against me, then. Can't stand that.
Participation trophy is not allowed.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. All right, let's just talk about it real quick, then we can get into the Lightning. Unless you have anything else, Rays, real quick. Anything spectacular?
Fuck the Blue Jays.
Go Rays. Fuck the Blue Jays.
I'm saying right now, fuck the Blue Jays. That's all I'm going to say. Fuck the Blue Jays.
And fuck the Blue Jackets.
I was a fan. I was liking the Blue Jays vibe for a little bit because what they were doing. Because they were up and coming. They didn't really buy a lot of players.
So
but now, Now they're starting to play baseball, and it's not sitting too well.
Well, dude, it's better than the Yankees or the Red Sox,
but that's what
dude.
You have to turn that energy to fuck the Blue Jays. This isn't a friendly sport at the end
of
the day.
No shit, but who's daddy?
Actually, it kind of is.
who won the AL East last year?
That's fine. Actually,
who won the AL East the year before?
What?
It's one of the like more jolly, nice, like they go up, they're playing with each other when they get to second base.
Did you not see the video that went viral the other day when the pitcher, the guy wasn't even trying to hit him, but the guy hit the batter.
Okay.
Batter's running the first, and the pitcher's angry at himself. Next thing you know, the batter runs over there and just—it's an all-out brawl in the field.
Oh, that's what.
Oh,
I'm
that was in the
about.
80s.
Have you watched a hockey game lately? There's
that's
about
action.
Seven
that's expected per from
game.
Hockey, but this isn't like even your
no,
boy.
It's not.
Brad Phillips spoke out about it and said, "Come on, we got to be better.
Baseball. Be better? No, we got to get more of that going. People will go.
Yeah, that's
more
what
to
will
games,
get baseball
man.
Going.
Hell yeah, it will. We need action.
I
yeah,
put
an MMA ring out there.
Stage a fake fucking fight or something.
You can't stage it. It's all or nothing. They used to do it back in the day. Yeah, you can cleat somebody.
I want to see somebody like bum rush in the locker room, you know, or something
no,
like that.
No, you
just
bum
rush
in the locker room. You know what I want to
pissed.
See? Yeah. Who was the guy that he got beamed or thrown at and he turned around and just kicked the catcher
Jorge
right in the chest?
No.
Jorge Posada.
And then ran
about.
Out to the pitcher.
Oh, let me think about that.
It might have been a movie, but I'm pretty sure it was real life.
No, it was a Twins player, I think.
It was a Twins player?
I think it was a Twins player. He got thrown at, he kicked the catcher, and he charged the mound.
Oh, that was great. Oh, that was
God.
Great.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull this one off my head.
How many fights? Well, you probably haven't been to a lot of
just
baseball
if you
games.
YouTube baseball fights, you'll have a 30-minute video.
How many fights have you been to, Bo, at a Rays game that you've seen personally?
I don't know.
I can only say
oh,
probably
that,
maybe
is
one
that
or
one
two.
Cat? I know who you're talking about. I know. The Twins player? Ricky Vaughn.
Ricky Vaughn played
Vaughn.
For the Indians in Major League.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Thanks,
you're
bro.
Muted.
Thanks.
Yeah, muted.
Wow, all right, let's talk about Shorty P real quick.
Oh, my gosh. There's nothing to talk about.
No, dude, let's talk about it. You got cheated.
Dude, I got cheated on a lot of fronts.
So they didn't call,
week,
like, they don't do inspections after the cars?
No, I mean, here's the thing. They do inspections after the race is over, which totally baffles me. I don't get how we can even.
Well, that's how NASCAR
can't
does
run
well,
it. Back.
Yeah, you can't run it back, but you get disqualified. And then,
yeah, I get it. And then.
So what happened?
Okay, he lifted the body slightly. He couldn't see anything underneath it. I don't even know what the purpose of it was. I said, look, man.
Oh, he just peeked.
Yeah, I said, you're a cheater.
So what,
said,
so what do you think?
Off.
How
let's
do you think he
gearing.
Cheated?
I think he changed the gearing. Yeah, I mean, you can't see the housing where the motor is, and I'm sure that all he did was just drop the gears just a little bit to where he's just a few less teeth on his, and his goes just maybe 3 miles an hour faster. But over the course
was he the only one to do it?
Laps, no, three guys out there.
Three
did.
Guys. So this is a
and it's just an obvious thing because I'm fully down on the throttle on the straightaways. I'm damn near all the way down it on the turns and drifting, and these
did
guys
they finish
are still
one,
passing.
Two, three.
Yeah, hell yeah, they did. And of course, Shorty P finishes in fourth.
They voted blue, didn't they?
In the second heat, I did beat one of the cheaters, though.
Yeah.
Now I had to run him off. I did some dirty shit right there, but I knocked him off on a turn and threw him off over the turnbuckle. So
there you go.
Fuck him.
Yeah. So why not?
It is. But yeah, they cheated you.
They did. Yeah. You're not supposed to gear these trucks outside of like a base model, so everyone's supposed to race on an even keel.
Hey, there's rules and regulations for everything, yeah. Man. There's a reason why there's a written law.
But, like, yeah, you know, I'm just not going back. I mean, there's no reason to go out and do something if, you know, you don't know the best person's going to win.
And that's the great thing about democracy, boys.
That's right, man. That's right, absolutely.
You can do whatever the fuck you want. And those guys, if they're fucking cheating.
But, yeah, they just didn't check the cars. I mean, it was bullshit. It was like a fake check and everything, so.
Were you going to be okay?
Where are you going to race that next?
I think now, as a result of this, I think I'm going to start my own track, and I think
go down to Warzone.
I'm going to compete with these guys
that's
on
where,
the same night.
You got, he's
got to
link
price.
Up. He's got to link up with Jay.
Josh knows the Warzone. Josh, he runs. Do you gas or electric?
I do both,
listen,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't say that
like
you're proud
like
of saying
electric,
you do both,
though, but
you know.
I mean, I like electric, but yeah, gas is fun, man. Yeah. I mean, it's just
they're quicker.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing, though.
All right,
we get Game 7 open. We can have an official RC night
with Bo Burger.
Yeah, that'd
with the
be Bo awesome. Burger.
They're redoing the plaza.
I'll bring you out there to make Bo Burgers, man. Hell yeah!
Dank.
Let's jump over to.
I'm lucky if I can get home by 6.
To football, or you want to go over to Lightning?
No,
or
jump over to Bo.
I'm good.
I
fucked that
Bo
inspector
halfway through. The day. Yeah, there it is. Halfway through the day, and it was the biggest mistake of my day.
It wasn't really. I actually called you, by the way.
No, I called
this.
You.
What happened?
Huh?
I called you because your comments was, it's just not the day, Jip. It's not the day.
No.
Yeah.
Now, let's hear about this inspector. He was really skilled, right, at his job?
No. Well, first off, he showed up. Like, they just show up whenever, but he showed up, and I was like, hey, man, if you give me 5-10 more minutes, I can have what you need to see to release the power so I can get these people's power back on. Because what I do, the power's out for the house, and it's connected by the pole.
Okay.
No, I got to run down the street. So, oh, well, how far is it? He's like, it's about 20, 30 minutes down the way. I'm like, dude, it's just literally 5-10 minutes is all I'm asking for you. Will you accept the picture? Nope, I have to come back and see it. All right, cool. So I get everything done, you know, call him about an hour later. Hey, man, where you at? Oh, I'm about 20, 30 minutes down the road. I was like, okay, you on your way? He's like, I'm finishing up here. I'll be there. Florida Power shows up. They're waiting on him. And a half hour goes by. Another hour goes by. And, you know, then he finally decides to show up at 2 o'clock.
Then
when
Chip
I was
calls
done,
you.
I was done by literally 11:30. He could have had this done. I could release power. I would have left by 12.
What so all over 10 so minutes that
Chip.
He didn't want
so
to wait.
So are you telling me what? That a state or a wow. city employee was not
a state
quickly?
An inspector.
An inspector. No, he's
not. No. He's saying he wouldn't give me 5 or 10 minutes to make my connections.
He wouldn't stick around.
He wouldn't stick around. So now he delayed me 2.5 hours.
Wow. Yeah.
And so, then the worst part about it.
What time did you call him?
It's like a like, right. He'd let
like 11-ish.
You can't do much complaining. This is your job, man. So I mean, you just gotta live with this bullshit.
It's not only my job, but these people's power has been off since 8:30 in the morning. That's
and
you know
if
you're
that's
at 5
my
hours.
House, I'm fucking pissed, and I'm coming looking at
you
because you
can't
you're
do
the
anything
only
to
one
me.
Still standing.
First
there.
Off, I have a
I'm
tool
upset.
Belt of tools.
No,
you're not.
I'm not talking about like that. I'm talking. You've got
no,
these
I know.
People out in front
but,
of you. Where the fuck's
no,
my power?
See,
at?
This is the thing. The homeowner luckily was a contractor. He was kind of there, and he understands everything. But what I do when I get there is I explain everything to the homeowner like I should. Hey, power's gonna be off 4 to 6 hours. I have no control of it. I got to make the inspector as happy as possible. Knock on wood. I haven't had any fails yet. Meaning the houses are not burnt, so we're good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But no, he was just being an
no
asshole.
No houses
and
have burned down on my watch, Captain.
No.
Damn
dang,
right.
That's
damn
wild.
So it's just, I mean, it's just one of, and I'm 3.5 hours away from home, so it's like that 2.5 hours of waiting there doing
nothing.
You already
been almost home.
I could have continued. No, but you know, just.
That's total bullshit.
Could have made
Bo
Burgers tonight.
Nah.
No.
It's just been one of those days, Chip. That. Just one of those days.
Well, not right. A cheater, but still, that's some bullshit, man. Wow.
How was your day, Chip?
My day was actually pretty good today.
Well, mine was, too. Quite pleasant.
I didn't really have anything really, come up
it?
That was a problem.
Huh. Me neither.
No. Tomorrow seems to be a good day, too.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And if a problem does come up?
What's the Lightning score?
Just
it
figure it out.
Still 2-1, Lightning.
It's 2-1, Lightning. Okay. All right, so let's jump over to some Lightning real quick, then we're going to jump into draft.
What's up with Braden Point? I saw he was on the ice Saturday.
Yeah, he got a goal, too.
He was, he did.
He played? I only saw he was warming up. Yeah, like,
he,
I went to the
he got a goal.
He didn't get a lot of minutes, like what he usually has, but yes, he did play. I think
he's probably
once
more
we're up by like, I think once we got up by like, it was either two.
What's,
I think it was
what's
we were
his,
up by two in the
was
third.
Was his injury, what was
taking.
A lower body or something I heard? What kind? What injury did he have?
I don't think he has an injury.
No.
I think it's more of like a resting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dude, you got to think.
No, he's not. We need him more than anything going into the playoffs.
What we don't have going into playoffs this year is that third line. We have to figure out that third line. 100%.
Unless the other ones is I mean,
that guy,
it's,
that guy Paul.
Because I heard,
been,
so, I heard
a good pick.
I heard the guys talking about that, too.
It's got to be the third line. Your third line is going to win you playoff hockey.
True.
And right now, they turned the switch over. They got hot. They won the past three games.
Our top
four
line
games
has not been cold the last few
games.
But you can only expect so much out of those guys.
Yeah, like
but
in reserve, boys.
You can't burn those guys in the playoffs.
I think
those guys got to last.
Defensively, that the team will improve. Because right now, you're thinking about going into the playoffs, so you're not going to be blocking shots and taking pucks off the face and
what do you
off
guys,
the chest.
What do you guys think with Vazzy's little, what was it, three-game slump he had that he was – like not looking
yeah,
like Vazzy, like
yeah,
it was. What
it was ugly there for?
Because they were talking about on the morning show, like he's like almost he needs like his, I don't know,
break.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. Like I don't know, I don't watch him that much.
He,
to know.
Him again,
he got
though,
his collar
playoff choked. Hockey. He is the fucking man. Bro.
Yeah, I'm putting my money on him.
Yeah, what do you think? Back to back to back.
Oh,
he's got a
course.
Shot.
One round
he's
at a time.
Shot.
One round
shot,
at
though.
A time.
No, one game at a time. One period at a time.
Yeah, you're right. 1 minute at a time. Fuck it. 1 second at a time.
No.
Every pass.
I can't name any other sport that's got intensity like hockey, like playoff hockey.
What's
oh,
now
dude,
that we're, you know.
You haven't been to a Bucks playoff game in a long time, and I know you haven't.
No,
I know
there's
you
excitement. This intense.
Oh, it's
with
intense.
The,
so, What's the highlight of the NBA playoffs have been going on, and I just don't feel like there's any rattle.
No, there's no real highlight other than Kevin Durant, LeBron James, all these people being out of the playoffs.
And Ben Simmons, like not playing a single playoff.
Hold on, the NBA playoffs
they're on.
Started?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have heard more about LeBron and Kevin Durant than I have heard about the NBA playoffs.
There's nothing special. There's like, there's no like, it's just like.
Oh, Boston swept Brooklyn.
Gone.
Golden State, did they win?
Yeah, they're still. I think they're still playing. I don't
know. Oh, check them. Body check.
Who are they
there.
Playing? The Jazz. I like Miami's defense, man. I think Miami's defense is.
They'll be strong. Yeah. Boston looks pretty good. Well, I mean, the Nets just look like shit too, though.
That guy got checked, and he just checked somebody.
I'm not even gonna lie. 2 weeks ago, I seen something, Chip. What'd and you see? You're a big basketball guy.
I do
huge
like basketball.
Basketball.
And
no,
I
huge.
Seen something.
He holds a county record.
I seen something that was. I couldn't understand why they did this. There's already 16 teams in the playoffs, right?
Eight from each.
Why was there a 9-10 battling a 7-8?
Oh, there's a play-in. They have a play-in game.
I didn't.
So we got we got more than we
they
got,
have. They have a play-in tournament that they do. It's
yeah,
it's, play,
it's
stupid.
Called played in. I researched it. I looked it up. And
yeah, it's stupid though.
They're putting two more teams in each conference. Into the playoffs. It's a 10 team could win it all. Atlanta was the
that's scary.
It's all for viewership. Team, it's all for just
you have more than half the league making the playoffs.
I know.
Now.
There's no competitiveness.
What the?
Well, it's because you have
and the best part is LeBron still couldn't
he couldn't get in. Yeah.
I mean, how
I love
bad
the fact
is that?
They make it.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. I mean,
especially
hey,
when
by the way, you know what that does answer?
What?
Who's the greatest of all time?
That's already been determined.
Yep.
Not only that, I think he said last year and last August, he's like, you could hit me on home, but you just watch come, you know, this time of year. And everybody's like redoing that tweet because where are you? Yeah. But then he sat out the last like four games
he
or something.
He just tweeted the other day something about I'll never miss another playoff again in my career.
Sure
you're 47 years old.
He's 38. I mean, no, he's still up there, but he need, you know, he just he's
I feel,
a baby. I don't I've, like the way he plays. It's,
I feel bad for Steve Nash, man. The Brooklyn Nets are –
That's their own damn fault.
It kind of is.
That's their own fault.
No,
yeah,
his first year coaching, he dealt with the COVID. No, he was. This is his first time coaching. He dealt with COVID, Kyrie's whole gimmick. It's just been.
It honestly shows you can't just do what you want in this league to make it work. I kind of like that fact, but because who knows what's gonna win? The Suns look hot now. The Suns look like shit.
Yeah, they do.
You know, it's probably gonna be Golden State and Boston.
Back to Lightning, man. Hedy,
or maybe Miami. Miami's up there, too. Or the Bucks.
Hedy, that was over 600 plus, I think, for points.
That?
Yeah, today.
Nice.
Just today, man. Go Vic.
I think, what, Kucherov's right around 600 already or something in his 6 years.
He's fucking crazy, man.
I think he's I think he
just Stamkos
got over,
just got nine.
I think he just got over like 400 or 500, Kuch did. He was hurt 1 year. He's only been
Don't
in the
worry.
League for.
He'll be up there around 800 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, easily.
I mean, that guy's a
couple seasons.
He's out of control. What he can do with the puck is crazy. All right. Well, so NBA done. Lightning, Rays, it's pretty good shape right now going to the playoffs with the Lightning. I think they only have like four games left of the season, four or five.
I think it's like three.
Is no, that, tonight and Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, three.
Three.
Dogs.
Well, you can't really count tonight. Tonight's being played, so it's a played game. So it's only two games left.
It's not fully played yet.
It's not fully played yet.
But it's
buddy.
More than not played, so
it's not more than
not
half.
A game. It's not a full
it's
game.
It's not more than half.
There's two full games left.
Yeah, but there's how many periods? Until the second period with 10 minutes.
Are you talking
gone.
About this game or are you talking about
this
future
game.
Games?
I think they're in the second period.
They're in the second period, so there's one period left.
What if the power goes out? You think they're going to just call the game?
I don't
no, they're
know.
They're going to restart
Probably
the game.
What if it gets hit with
who are we playing? We're playing the Devils?
No, Blue Jackets.
Blue
what if it gets what if it gets hit with Lightning?
Oh.
Didn't do.
All right, let's talk draft.
Have you guys been watching In the Current?
No, I have not.
I have not.
I've seen the first two. I haven't seen the third one yet.
Third one, the fourth one's out. Tonight's the fifth one.
I don't even know what this is.
It's a review of the Bucks
have you
season
seen,
last year, more in depth player involvement.
Have you seen like the Hard Knocks?
Yeah.
Same thing, but it's about the whole Bucks season, and you get to like, kind of get in the depth with the players.
Not did you see the guy about the $500,000 in Tom Brady ball?
Oh yeah,
he got his money back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they denied the transaction. Yeah, they didn't go through approval.
Look, Shorty P.
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, but well, the same thing that you were talking about with earlier.
Oh, I gotcha.
Denying transactions.
That's
I'm just saying they denied it. The guy just got saved $500,000 by switching to Geico.
Well, yeah, I mean, like that would just that'd be bad karma for the guy that you know sold it.
Oh, I know. Man.
I want secondary in the draft.
Secondary? Mm-hmm. What position?
I got tertiary.
Who do you want though? Have you locked into anybody?
I'm going to throw you a curve. Oh. He's not a well-known.
Usually, like that's what I was saying, this draft, there's not a lot of well-known players. I don't know a lot. There's not a lot of big heads. Hang on. Like, honestly, I don't even know who really won the Heisman last year.
And the second period has started.
Has it?
Second period?
Yeah. So we're just in second now?
Just started.
Wow. Oh, okay. That was a long first period. That was an hour.
I know, right?
That's crazy.
I don't get it either.
All right, let's see.
If our TV wasn't acting up, we would be able to see why that happened.
Oh. Oh, God. Say less, Shorty P. Say less.
Yes, look at that. I brought it alive. Let's
Things
go.
Are changing see? For you. You're having a great
Oh,
evening.
No, it's playing the loop again.
Wow.
It's going back to the loop. We talked
just to fill everyone in, we've been having some technical difficulties with the Lightning game, and we thought it was actually working, but again, my it's shit luck has brought it back to the bad.
Yeah, spoke too soon.
Wow.
They'll get it fixed.
Moving on.
All right.
So,
I would say a cat that I was kind of impressed with that didn't make like a lot.
Dude from Notre Dame?
Yes.
Number 14?
Yes. Rudy Rudiger.
Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah, I like him. I like him. I was.
I would like to see that cat come play in our secondary with our players. I think he would be a good fit.
Well, there's a few. I like the kid Derek Singletary from LSU. Okay. Sauce Gardner. He's been a hot name. I do like the kid from Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. And then I believe there's a guy from...
there's this kid from here, this guy from there. Yeah, that one.
from Clemson. There's a DB from Clemson.
From Clemson? Are you talking about Andrew Booth?
I'm not sure what his name is, but I know he's a secondary guy.
Yeah.
So there's like four or five guys up there that I'm pretty – if we get land one of those guys in the first round, I'm happy. You got to think you're going to have
I don't
three,
know.
Four.
Right now, like they're gonna have, like CBS listed him in the draft boards, Kyle Hamilton, the fourth overall behind Hutchinson, Michigan, Neal, Gardner. I think he's better than those guys.
I mean
– I think we're going to see some movement from a lot of teams. It's going to –
Dude, I'm fired up for the draft.
I can't.
There's several teams.
I don't know how you get fired up for the draft. We picked 27th. It's going to be like 10:30, 11 o'clock
I
at
know,
night.
I know, but, Bo, you got to think.
That player's not going to come in and make an immediate
There's
impact.
Several teams that have several picks in the first round. Mm-hmm. They're not hitting on both of them. So you're going to have a good first, second, third, fourth round draft because some of these teams traded and – Some teams are going
to
go after
I mean,
team
if this
needs.
What makes you hype, I mean, more power to you, but I just...
And I want to see what kind of stupid decision the Detroit Lions make, so I know they're going to fuck their whole draft up.
Every
year.
The Jets.
Dude, toss up, exactly. I was just going to say, toss up between them and the Jets.
And
the
great.
Browns sometimes.
Yeah, it's great.
The Browns sometimes?
Dude,
sometimes.
They've had 22 quarterbacks in the past 18
well,
seasons.
Quarterbacks, yeah, that's it.
But
that's like the Bucs back
That's what you need. You need a quarterback.
And we can't get too far because we did take a... kicker in the second round, what we talked about earlier, who was just complete dog shit.
That was brutal.
So it's funny to see some teams, and then you know, you got to be hype on your team, man. I think we're going to – I'd love to see that or a D lineman, man. I'll be stoked. I'm not even mad. Even if we go O lineman, there's some big offensive linemen.
Yeah, there is. There's that cat out of
there's
Oregon.
A few that I would take and just stick right in there. Don't really need any position players in this first round.
Stick right in there, huh?
What was his name? Kenyon Green. Yeah.
All right, you guys ready for some Buck draft trivia?
I sure throw it in here.
We picked Kyle Trask last year, second round.
That's true.
We've drafted. Actually, let's ask this. How many other quarterbacks have we drafted?
Have we drafted?
Yep.
Like
what time
dating
period?
Our whole
yeah, what,
history?
What time period is this? Oh, okay.
Or wait, since
Just see, Chip's gonna start counting.
I'm gonna Google this shit right now. I'm gonna go with 15.
No, I'm sorry. Not since 2000. I'm sorry.
Since 2000.
Yeah, since 2000. Yeah, because it can't go.
Are we talking about first round picks or just like picks in general?
Yeah. So just all the quarterbacks we drafted since 2000.
Let's throw out names.
No, yeah, you guys team up.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Freeman.
No, you can't just throw out names.
Let's do it. This is me and Dog. You be quiet, Freeman.
Shorty P's in on this too.
Yeah, I'll help out, but I'm pretty sure it's 11.
I'm gonna knock off Kyle Trask because we just got him.
Okay, so there's our two.
That's your gimme.
Bo's favorite guy.
Who?
Jameis Winston.
Yes, sir.
Winston.
Long neck.
Mike Lennon.
Yes, sir.
Number five.
I guarantee you don't get the bounty.
Chris Sims. That's five.
This is 2005.
That's one, two, three, four, five.
Bruce Gradkowski, six.
I'll be surprised. You might get one of the two.
Josh Johnson, seven.
There's one. You're not going to get this one.
Look at that. He came with
it. He's not getting this one, though.
Dog's there.
He ain't getting this one.
Come on.
This is 2000. This is a little bit before he could remember shit.
2000.
You're not going to remember it either.
You got this.
All right. Give us a school.
I have to look it up because I don't know.
Okay. Give us initials.
Nope. No. Can
you give me a number?
Nah.
Sean King?
No.
No, Sean King was before that.
Yeah, you guys already said Sean King. Anyway, we didn't even draft Sean King either.
You sure?
Yeah.
So, give me the team.
It's Bill.
Hold on, I'm looking at it.
Joe. Is it Joey?
Golly, man. I know it on the tip
is
of my tongue.
Is it Joe?
There's one more.
I know it's on the tip of my tongue. Is it Joey Joe? It is. It's Joe, isn't it?
That's his first name.
Oh, son of a bitch,
Joe?
Man.
He went to Georgia Tech.
Oh, shit.
Joe?
Wait. No, that doesn't make sense, does it? That's not him.
I don't know. You got it.
I know I have his name, but I don't think this is the right one.
Dude.
His name is Joe.
Joe Johnson.
Johnson? I don't
Joe Hamilton.
That. Hamilton. Oh, shit.
Joe Hamilton.
Don't remember that at all, actually.
We drafted him 2000. I don't think
what
he ever
What did
he
wear, number three?
I think it was
Did you guys stop counting? Are we going to lose no matter what? I mean, did you guys stop counting? Where were the hands? Where are the fingers at? Where were we at here?
Oh, we were at seven. That was eight.
Okay, that was eight.
That was eight. That was the one they couldn't get.
So is eight,
it took me. I can't really remember him either.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He said this
is
2000.
But look, in all fairness, we got it because you just asked a number, right?
But I had eight. You guys only got seven out of eight.
Yeah, no, and you said
so you guys
Joe.
Lost.
Well, he
Joe,
said Joe.
Joey,
yeah,
Bill.
But no, let's get the fuck out.
Oh,
come on,
what
dude.
The
fuck? Fuck is this
so we got
shit.
Seven and
we
a half.
Get a half a point
yeah, seven
for
and
that,
a half.
Right? Yeah,
where,
exactly.
What fucking game do they give a half a point? Say Family Feud.
Come
I wasn't
on.
Even sure either.
Come on.
Next. What you got?
Was that it?
No. So we had four. Two first-round picks in what? Buccaneer history.
Four first-round picks.
So we had two picks in the first round.
Okay.
Best duo they've ever gotten in the first round is obviously
Tristan Wirfs.
No, they picked two players in the first round. They've done this four times.
Oh,
who's the two best players they've ever drafted
in our whole history? Or is
whole
it like
history.
2000s. You got to be okay.
It goes back from 96.
Warren Sapp, Leroy Salmon.
No.
What do you? I don't get what you're saying.
There's two players in the first round of the same draft they picked.
Roy, that was Roy Selman's. That was a restaurant, wasn't it?
Leroy Selman, but he's also he's the Buccaneer great. Brooks and Sapp, they both picked him in '95.
Buccaneer
great. They picked him in the first round. They had two picks in the first round. So we've done that three other times: '96, '98, and 2002 and 2012.
Okay.
Can you guys name those players?
2012.
Honestly,
2012. We had two picks.
Gerald McCoy and Levante David.
Nope.
In 2012.
1 year. Yeah, that was.
Oh yeah.
You should know those two guys. You should know 98.
Hey.
Oh,
96
shit.
Might be a little far-fetched. 96, I'll give it to you, is Regan Upshaw and Marcus Jones. But 98, there's two players. One's a running back. One's a wide receiver. 2012, one was a safety.
Oh,
one's a running back.
Mark Dunn and
Mark Dunn.
Jacquez Green.
Nope.
Mark Barron.
Nope.
Who?
Mark Barron's part of 2012 as the DB. So you have a wide receiver in 96 that we drafted in the first round and a running back in 2012 that we drafted in the first round.
He played for Florida?
Play for Florida.
Jacquez
It wasn't Jacquez Green.
Redale Anthony.
Graham. Oh, Redale Anthony. Yeah.
And then the other one was Mark Barron. And who did you say the other position player was?
I'm not going anymore. I've given you guys pretty much answered the list for you.
I know. It's a running back. It's
Cadillac Williams.
Nope.
It's
what's the other one?
God damn, what's his name, bro?
He had, I think he has the highest season game total.
Yes, I picture him. He's a big Doug Martin.
Hamster muscle.
Boom. Doug Martin. Doug.
How many number one picks have we had overall?
Number one picks?
Number one picks overall.
Well, if this is what, year 47? Chip, how old are you? 40?
These guys thought they knew the Bucks, huh, Shorty P?
I thought they
Who's coming
too.
In here with the draft trivia that stumped them both?
Right? Follow up with what
Did
happened.
Did you say,
Roy
Chip,
Shulman's.
How old are you?
Yeah, because you're born the same year.
No, yesterday was actually the birthday of the Bucks being born into the league, too.
Huh.
I meant to send that text.
Yeah, that might have been like 75.
So how many number one picks
Six.
Have they had? Nope.
How many number one picks every year there's a draft?
Exactly. How many number one overall picks have they had?
Oh, right here. The Buccaneers have had the first overall pick on 6 occasions. Twice in 78 and 70 and 84, they traded it away.
So that's not the first pick because I was going to count that, but they don't have it, so they
Three
have five.
Three eventual Hall of Famers were selected. Who were they?
Steve Young. Bo Jackson.
Leroy.
Well, yeah, we couldn't get Bucks. Bo Jackson either. We tried to draft Bo Jackson, but we couldn't. Yeah. So it's only five picks. They did have six, but they traded one away.
And Joe Tryon.
He's a first round pick. He's not. I'm talking about number one overall picks.
I understand. So, I understand.
Yeah, he's talking about Jameis Winston.
Oh, shit. He was the number one pick?
How many years have we had? See, he's looking up the.
I can't believe we had Bo Jackson at one point.
We'd never had
Are you
him.
Looking
we
this
did.
Stuff up?
We never
he
had
never,
him.
We did.
He never signed the contract. We did have him.
We drafted never, him, but he wasn't going to play for us.
He never signed the contract. Exactly. But
and you know
so
what
we
worse?
We
drafted That's, him. He's my favorite athlete of all time.
Why did
he's
you didn't even
why,
watch
wait,
him play.
I didn't, but from what I know of him, he's my favorite athlete
didn't
of all time.
He was an animal.
It'll be what he was.
Yeah, there was going to be nobody else like him.
Was the contract not good? Why didn't he sign it?
The Bucks were terrible.
The Bucks were horrible.
Who are our number one picks? Go over them.
I don't have those. I didn't get
Leroy
that.
Leroy
Salmon.
Jameis.
Steve DeBerg. Jameis Winston.
Ricky Bell. Bo Jackson, even though he didn't sign. Vinny Testaverde. And that's it.
Who's the Hall of Fame quarterback we drafted in the supplemental draft?
Steve Young.
And at what pick?
Like Steve 84. Like 84.
Right now, I'm going to take him to you.
Is he right?
It was like in the third round
know.
Or second
I
round.
I don't know what
oh,
pick.
Oh, shit.
He was. He was in the second round.
Yeah.
How many years have
don't
we not
him,
had a first
don't
pick?
Him, baby.
Or a pick in the first round, I should say.
How many years have we not had a pick in the first round? As far as I can remember, just 2004 when John Gruden. John Gruden fucking totally fucked our team.
Don't they let the shitty teams have the first picks?
No, you can trade away your first pick a lot. There was nine years where we didn't have a pick in the first round.
Nine, wow.
So,
all right, boys. Well,
what do you got, Sean? You got something? Yeah. Sean's got Would You Rather. Yeah. Yeah, we gotta get the. I gotta work call at 8:30. So
that's bullshit.
You're telling me, man.
This is
work call. Oh shit! It's
we
following
got,
you.
I just
home.
Thought
what
I was having
fuck?
A good day.
Yeah.
Right? No, and you got Here a text go. Message. Huh?
Ready?
What you got? Would you rather?
Would you rather play on a team owned by Jerry Jones or Mark Cuban?
Mark Cuban.
You're such an idiot. That's wrong. That's so wrong.
Oh, yeah. Right? I don't like Mark Cuban. That dude's got a fucking attitude I couldn't deal with.
I'm not playing for Jerry.
I would actually go with Jerry Jones.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I fuck
You'd
Cuban.
Go Jerry?
I'm not playing
yeah,
that
boy's
dude.
Got history.
Dude upsets me, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I'm out, Mark Cuban. All right. I'm fucking out.
I really wouldn't care. Both those guys got money. Yeah, I'm out.
He's
out.
About the money. I'm out.
Man. All right. Would you rather your team lose every game of the season? Or in the final seconds of the last game, your team just misses the playoffs like that.
Your what again? Done.
Your team either loses
every game.
Game, so you just know you're just, fuck this team. We're not making it. Or
right.
you get just... you hyped.
Last 4 seconds, the other team kicks a field goal.
Doesn't
wins.
Matter.
Wasn't that pretty much what happened to us?
I would rather.
I mean,
didn't,
I'd still
didn't
like
that
to be competitive.
To us?
But
yeah,
but we made
the
playoffs.
I'd rather be competitive and make
it,
and then
yeah, I'd still rather be competitive. But it's the same result at the end of the day.
Yeah,
you still
six
lose,
in one
right?
hand, half dozen in the other.
There it is.
All right, no, I don't want to lose that much, man. That's a lot.
Losing
of
is losing,
losses, man.
Couple more. Ready?
Could have some good losses.
Would you rather watch a based on a true story of on a football film? It's draft week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of where your most hated rival team, the team you hate the most, are the film's hero.
Oh, shit.
Or glorify your team's most heartbreaking loss ever.
I am fucking so confused right now.
So it's either you got to watch a film, you're watching a football film of
you're either
the team
watching
you
your
hate
rivalry
the most.
Make
yeah.
it happen, or you're watching
my team lose.
But it's yeah.
I'm gonna watch my team lose personally.
I guess.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't wanna watch my rival win shit.
No.
Oh, no. Fuck them.
That's like watching the Mighty Ducks and those guys winning. Fuck
yeah,
them.
Right?
Fuck them. Yeah. Fuck you think you are. It's a kid's movie.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
Who was the guy on the other team on the Yankees against Ricky Vaughn? The Hayward?
Oh, the
it's
big
like if Hayward would have just knocked it out the park.
You know what it's the best example of?
What?
Bad News Bears. They lost, still had a blast.
Still had a blast.
That's true.
Hey, yeah. Fuck you, shove your trophies up your ass.
Little blonde headed.
Last one.
Yeah.
Tanner.
Ready? And I need an honest answer out of you guys.
Oh, Jesus. Right. Yeah, I've been nothing but honest tonight.
Would you rather
scrub
your team's shower floors by hand a game?
Nope.
Or wash all the team's jock strap by hand.
What the fuck did you think of these, man? Shit.
That's like that. That's a
he
good
wants
one.
The,
that's
like
a
two
one.
Normal ones
yeah,
in there, and
a,
then
that's
just
a
like
good one though, because that's
going
a tough
with
one
the
answer.
Jock strap because the
you
the shower.
Yeah, you would.
Come on,
dude. Yeah, you would. I'm getting a deck brush, and I'm like this, listening to some music.
You're gonna be picking up pube hairs, ass hairs.
No, you're not.
From
no, you got a deck brush, and you're just doing this with gloves and a full like.
No, he just said with your bare
hands,
man.
What do you mean by hand?
By hand.
Yeah,
just a
bare
just
hands,
a wash rag in your hand.
Yeah.
Is
so
well,
wrong.
You know what? If
it's
it
so
comes to that,
the action though that we're doing is this.
Yeah. Fuck that.
I didn't do it. If y'all could see the hand motions going on here, it's just ridiculous.
I'm going with the.
I'm going with a new
team.
I quit. I go with
the
new team.
He said, "I quit."
New sport. New sport.
Would you rather? They couldn't even answer it, dog.
Just like my trivia.
I'm gonna throw those jock straps in the wash,
gentlemen. I'm gonna be
answered them.
I'm going to be sending you guys
contracts?
Emails to your take it like a fan emails.
You got
to
give us credit or info for that.
Yeah,
I don't have credentials.
From last I checked.
He said I don't have credentials.
I can't
be responsible.
I would be looking at these emails if I were you.
I'm a busy guy, man.
Really? Is there gift cards?
Oh, man. No,
sports tickets
no,
in there?
No,
what do we
no,
got?
No, dude. I got kicked out of that one.
Well, you better fix it.
How? I don't even know what
it is. I'll fix it.
All right. Look, I'm IT, guys. I'll get it figured out by next week.
Someone hacked
Heard.
Me.
And our first, we
got
to start talking
God.
About our first fan contest. I need to talk to you guys about that throughout the week because we got to talk to whoever's going to be designing our social media.
Yeah, that's me.
Are you going to design?
Gonna
you're going to be designing
MWD
your
web design, baby.
I like
hell
it.
Yeah, we're
I
up.
Like it.
We got right. that.
We're out. Take a look.
See ya.
Hey, go team go.
He said, hey.